the Zeha Klal. If so, we see now that the Master of the Locha comes with the Zeha Klal, that's also called the Treifa. My time, what's the reason why? The Dam Yulunatula, it's doing with something that's missing, something that's taken off, that should also be called the Treifa. If so, Tana Elu Treifas, the Mishnah starts off and says, no, Elu Treifas, as if to say, Hanu Hu the Treifa, only these first 18, those are Treifas. But Hod the Rav Masnik Sheira, but Rav Masnik Halacha with the hip bone just comes out of its socket, that's the Sheira, that's what Rav Yechanan learns. So that's Rav Yechanan makes a Diyak, the first Mishnah Elu Treifas, that's the Diyak, only those are Treifas, not more. Rav Shimon ben Lakishom, he says, no, Eluk Sheris Dafka, the second Mishnah says over here, that's Dafka, Eluk Sheris is Dafka. So like this, Tona Treifis, it says Treifis, for Tona Zeklau. And the first Mishnah also says ends off Zeklau. This is the general rule. You're coming to include more? The Chazilud Rav Masna. Now Reshlaki Sod Rav Masna, the Loyasim Zeklau, it's not included in the first Zeklau. My time, what's the reason? Because really, Lavlin Kuvedam, it's not really a Nekev. There's no real hole there. For Leil of Sukidam, it's not really cut in half. It's not really cut through. Well, the Tulinamiladam, it's not Damus was taken out, it's gone. Because there really, it's in there. It's just slipped out of its socket. Itself, from the first Mishnah, I would have thought to say, really, it's Ksheira. Therefore, Tono Eluk Sheris, the next Mishnah says, no, Eluk Sheris, which means Hanuhudik Sheris. Only what it says now, Mishnir Akosha. But hold the Rav Masna, Rav Masna's case where the bone slips out of its socket, Treifa, that's called the Treifa. That's the Machlokes between Meshlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan, how to make a Diyik from the first Mishnah to the second Mishnah, is this a Treifa or not? Gufa, what we just said before, Omer Rav Masna, Haibuka Diyatamo, you have this hip bone that came out of place, Tishaf Miduch the Treifa. The Rav Omer Ksheva, Rav says, no, it's no kosher. That's not called a treifa yet. Now, the ifsut nive treifa, but even more than just some slipping out of its socket, but even came further down to the nive, then really it's a treifa. Rashi says, nive, that's gid shebereisha, that's like the gid, the vein that's on top of the bone, shemechuba bechur, v'kotnu miyot, is very small. So if even that slipped out of place, then even Rava would agree it's called a treifa. But the Gemara says, that the hilchas of the locher is, if sick, namik shayra. No, even if the veins there, the ligaments there, were torn, it's still a shayra. The misachle yitzchulei. Until it starts to decay, starts to rot away, that's the simen of treifus. Rashi says, buka, that's the roish hakuya, it's the top of the thigh bone. Hamechuba b'chur etzem alya, it's attached to the bone there, by the socket there. Now this says in the Mishnah, Ad Kama Techsa. If you have a Nekuva if you have a Ksarin in the Veshet, how much has to be the Gageris to make it into a Treifa? Stam a Nekuva doesn't make it, it's only Psukas of Gageris. But let's say it's missing, then the Shear is Ad Kiyisra Rotalki. Ad Kama Techsa. Samar says like this, Oma Ziri says, Osun Loi Mechanei, you that you never saw the size of this Yisr HaTalki, this Italian Yisr, you never saw it, so what other size would you realize to know what the size is? You could do like this. You know, even Shai, now you could get this measurement. It's the same measurement of this coin, the Kordian dinner. That's the same size. Fevi, that's also Kepshite Zutrasa. It's like a small pshuta, it's like a small pruta. That's the size that the Mishnah means, ad kama techser. How much does it have to be missing to still make it into a treifa? And the Mor says, well, mishtachach, you find this coin, b'nei pshuta de pumpadisa. By the pshuta, by the pruta, the pumpadisa, that's where you find this coin. And the Mor says, omer Rebbe Chono pisuroi. Rebbe Chono pisuroi, he was a money exchanger. Pisuroi actually says he's a money exchanger. He said like this, that Ilo Minoi Havikoi Banavcha, in front of me once saw Banavcha came. Oh boy, Mine, and he asked from me, Dinra Kudaniya. He wanted to have this coin, this Dinra Kudaniya. Lishari Bay Treifus, he's not going to want to take it home to measure what's this, like the Mishnah says, that if you have an akuvra in the kana, that alachra is nekuvas dechisar, up until nisar is still kosher more than as possible, so you want to be able to measure it, so you wanted this coin to take hold to be able to measure it. Now, if so, uboilu make him a kamei. So now, Rav Chanan wants to stand up. Tamachokam banafcha, Rav Yechon and Kemini want to stand up for him. V'loi shavkeni, Rav Yechon banafcha did not let me stand up. Omuli, rather, he said to me, Shev b'ni shev, sit, stay sit. Ein bali umnius rishoyim lam of nei tamachomim. A bali umnius, when you're at work, doing your business, doing your work, and now let us stand up to give cover to Tamachokam. Sakir Rav Chanan right now was hired to be a money exchanger. He was doing work. He said he has the right to stand up there. For the more is that true, the Yitzhanan we learned. Kol bali umniyos oimdem ifneim. When the people used to come to Yishlaim to bring the Bikurim, so all the working people stand up for them. For Yisraelim b'shloimim, they would ask Shalom Aleichem. To Yerimim, they would say to them, Acheinu anshei mokim pleini, v'yachem l'shalom, come in peace. To see, you're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to them. You're allowed to give you stop your work and say Shalom. Some Reb Yechnon, Bifneim oimdim, you can stand up in front of them, but Bifne Tamichachamim ain't oimdim. But in front of Tamichachamim, not. They're different. The people that were bringing Bikurim, they had a special halacha. In front of them, you're allowed to stand up, but not in front of a Tamichachamim. And Rashi says, the reason is, Lechabdon, they should regil them lover. If you want to give them special cover, these people that brought Bikurim, that they should come again next year. So this thing more says now, Omer Reb Yosi Bar Avin, Bo Urei, come and see, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, how choshev it is the mitzvah's right time, Shrei Mipneim Oimdim, when these people now are bringing the Bikurim at its time, we're supposed to stand up for them. But Mipnei Tamidachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach doing a mitzvah right now, b'shaita, b'smana, sachaviv, it's a mitzvah, for that you let us stand up. Smurah says back, to me, my, what's the proof? Dilma, maybe, k'desh loyte nimtso machshirum losa lovoi. Maybe there's another reason why he's supposed to stand up in front of these people bringing Bikurim now. Like, we don't want to be makshir them next year. We want them to be able to come and still bring a Bikurim next year, so we want to make it nice for them. Maybe that's the reason why. But Kopon is a special loch in front of the Mevi and Bikurim. You let us stand up when you're doing your work, but not in front of a Tamachachim. Now, Omer of Nachman says, Kisela. That whenever you had the loch of a Sela, but you could trade for it, let's say, by the Shedra before, if it's missing Kisela. So it's a trade for him. Yishno, he says, it's Kiyesim Kisela. When it says Ad Kisela, if it comes the shear of a Sela, that's also a trade for him. You don't have to have more than a Sela. Whereas when it says Ad Kisela, it means Ad V'loyad Bechlal, not including the Sela. The Sela already is the higher shear. The same thing Kisela, that we just had now here, by the Nekev in the corner. So you have a small Nekev in the corner, doesn't make it a trade for. Which is Ad Kisr, up until the size of an Isr, it's not a Trefer. What's going to be if you have the size of a Kisr? Is that Kusher a Trefer? The Nachman says yes, that the size of an Isr is considered Kiyesr mi Kisr. It's considered more than an Isr. Alma, what do we see? That Ksav Nachman holds Ad v'lo Yad Bechlal. That Ad and not Ad Bechlal. When the Mishnah says Ad Kisr, means up until that Shear is still called Kusher. But once the hole gets to the size of a kisser, gets to the size of that coin, that already makes it for trefa. The other way to say no is ad viyad bichlal, up until that and including that shear also. Only more than that makes it into trefa. So Nachum Lechur is going now to Chumra, and he's saying by shurim over here, we say ad up until that shear, but v'lo yad bichlal, that shear is not included in the heta. And this Gemara yes, is that true ace for Rav or Rav Nachman? Rav, yes, question to Rav Nachman. It says Allah in Mishnayat Kelim, Chevel ha-yotze min ha-mito. If you have a string coming out from a bed, you already wove a bed, so the bed is called a kliyat makabel tuma. What about the string that comes out of it? So it depends. Ad chamisha tfachim tor. The string is only 5 tfachim long, not longer, it has no use for it. And therefore it's not called a kli by itself, and therefore it's tor, it's not makabel tuma. Rashi says, the kotanu, v'yeneror l'chum, you can't use it for anything. Therefore it's not called part of the mita, and even if the mita, the bed, became tomei, this string is tor.
So only up until 5 tefachim. So Maila doesn't mean to say Chamisha Kilamato, that if it's 5 tefachim long, it'll also be Tor. So then the Mashma Ad, V'lo Ad V'yad V'chlal. So Nachum says back, no, Loi Chamisha Kilamalo, that if it's already 5 tefachim long, and Echlami, then it would be Mekabel Toma. Then it has Locha from 5 to 10. Ad 5 means only until 5, but not including 5. But if it's more than 5 tefachim and Echlami, then the string means something, it could be used. Therefore, still called part of the mitzvah b'mekabel tuma. Tarshma coming here. It says mehevi yad asara. If the string, which is extended, sticking out from the bed, after you roll the bed, if it's from 5 tefachim until 10 tefachim, then tamei. Yes, then it's a dover choshev, and therefore it's still mekabel tuma. The Rashi brings down what the Mishnah says there, that this string they used to use, let's say, by korm pesach to tie the pesach to the bed. So here you have a string more than 5 tefachim until 10, it could be used. Therefore, it's like part of the bet still be mekabel tuma. But it says, Mehevi at asar tuma, my love doesn't mean to say asara klamato, that if it has 10 tefachim long, it still would be mekabel tuma. You see, ad v'yad v'chlal, it's klamato, it's like the bottom shear. Tomorrow says, look, it's not the pshad, it could be asara klamalo, that if it's 10 tefachim, it's also already klamalo, that's not mekabel tuma anymore. Much more than 10 tefachim, then it's not mekabel tuma anymore. That's not b'chlal called part of the bed anymore. So Kritz is not a kashan of Nachman. Toshma come near. It says, Hadakin Shabbat Kli Cheres. We have a small Kli Cheres. Yes, when it was first big, it wasn't that big. It was soon see later, depending on how big the Kli is, how much liquid it could take when it was whole. Now that the Kli broke into pieces, each piece, if it could still take a small amount of liquid, it still be Mekabel Tumah. So Hadakin Shabbat Kli Cheres. You start out with a small Kli Cheres. That it, even when it was whole, when it was complete, it didn't hold that much liquid. And now it broke the lochas hain, the karkiyaseim, its bottom of it, but after the same, the sides of it, yoshvin shaloi misumachim, if they could stand by themselves, they could be used by themselves, the only anything to hold it up. Just even though it broke into pieces now, each piece could still be used. There the shirish yurim bechtei sichas cotton. If it's big enough now, each small piece to hold enough oil, that you anoint the small cotton, that's enough to still be mekabel tuma. Now, what's called the small kli at the beginning? It means the yad lug. That the kli at the beginning, when it was complete, it can't hold more than a lug. Because if it can hold more than a lug, then the broken pieces have to hold more. But if the piece at the beginning, when it was complete, could only hold until a lug, that small kli cheres, now that it breaks, each piece, as long as it's big enough, could hold enough oil to anoint the cut-in, that's enough to make a, to have a, give it a shame kli, it's still mekabel tuma. So the question is, my lav lug kilamato, so that it was able to hold the size of a lug, it still has this shear. So you see, when it says ad the lug, it means ad viad the chlal. So when it says lug, it's not the pshad, it could be according to Nachman, lug kilamalo. If this kli cheres at the beginning was big enough to hold the exact amount of a lug, that has the biggest shear in the chanami, then taka wouldn't be mekabel tuma, then the small pieces would not be mekabel tuma unless they could receive more than a sichas katan. Well, soon see the next year is previous. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.